What about now?
What about now?
Are we all on?
We're good.
We're all on, baby.
Oh, okay. It's not just the Justin show.
Imagine it didn't record, though.
That'd be terrible.
Yep. What would we do? A whole nother podcast.
We got to do it again. We got to rip it again.
We have to drink again, though.
Yeah, we'd be. It'd just be a drunker.
We'll do a different drug.
Yeah. Ooh.
This is very cold.
What are we sipping on today?
Well, Gazella.
Like we mentioned before, Cazal is not. It's no longer the cheapest option at the LCBO for Vinho Verde. So they got some other ones. Gazella. Nice label. It has like pineapples, grapes.
It's got no fizz
nice
to
green,
it.
Green
no
label.
Fizz.
I can see the bubbles in the cup right now. What do you mean there's no fizz?
There's a little bit. Minimal.
I can't taste them.
Minimal fizz. You mean you can't feel them?
Can't feel them. Can't feel the bubbles.
It's nice and cold, but we did that.
We had an awful Vinho Verde at Bellwoods Brewery the
other
night.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that
cool?
That
was so bad. I've never had a drink that tastes good. Gentlemen. There. It always tastes.
Let's broaden our
minds. Like it came from a farm yard or something.
You know, like Zonk Lord?
Oh, God.
From the fazenda.
Hey, Mr. Duolingo over here.
He's learning new words.
Block the wind. Very impressive. We have top players.
Portugal.
Welcome to the Portugal Corner, the podcast where we talk about all things Portuguese soccer, the good, the bad, and the funny. I'm Evan.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
I'm Justin.
Hey, I'm Chris.
Hey, you just did what he did.
Hey, now.
I copied you.
Come on, man. We can all do it, actually.
Real, recognize real.
Hey, now. Welcome to the Portugal Corner. Yeah, what's up, guys?
You know, just out here copying Patrick, trying to be
chilling,
trying to be cool like him.
He's got the best jokes.
Yeah. I'm smitten.
Schmitten.
You can do your own thing. It could be funny too. We just gotta see. We gotta find out.
Some days you got it, some days you gotta borrow from your neighbor. You know?
You're like his hype man. You just say repeat his punchline after him.
That's right.
Episode 99. Yeah, we celebrate episode 99 with Diogo Costa. Also, and/or Victor Bahia. Both 99, both great keepers.
Oh, he wore 99 back then?
Yeah.
That was a thing.
It was for him.
That's a Porto goalie thing.
Porto 99. Staple.
Yeah, and who'd they get off of? Wayne Gretzky, probably.
Probably. Great one. Diogo Costa, born in Rother, Switzerland.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, he was born in 99.
Ooh, maybe that's why he wears the number. No, it's probably a Bahia thing.
It's a goalie thing in Portugal. There's so many goalies that wear 99.
Yeah, yeah, I thought we were going to do a Vlaco Dimas Diogo Costa comparison today.
Oh, good. I mean, you can.
I'll compare him. You know who I'd rather have? Diogo Costa.
Yeah, of course.
He's better.
The man with hands?
Yeah. He catches. He punches. He reflexes.
He does it all.
Dude, even this weekend, he was crazy.
He couldn't save that one against Morocco, but we move, as Patrick says. We move.
Mm. Hey, well, maybe Ruben Diaz needed to jump a little higher on that one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people to blame. I say blame everyone.
Blame everyone. Yeah, great save today, this week as well, against Chaves. We might as well just say it now. He robbed them a couple times, a couple goals.
Yeah, man. This whole weekend, it was a good weekend for goalies.
Yeah.
This is goalie week.
Yep, goalie
Here
week.
On the Portugal Corner, we got all the goalies.
It's goalie week.
Hey, I just said that.
He's stealing his material again.
Vitor Bahia. I remember him mostly on Porto. Champions League winner, goalkeeper there.
Mm-hmm.
But then also on some Portugal teams that failed. Like,
yep.
Most notably World Cup 2000. And two, and then Euro 2004, subbed after the first game. Never saw him again. I'm going to shit on the Porto. Oh, and also there's a guy in Toronto who has Vitor Bahia as his license plate.
Really?
Which is funny.
Whoa. I've never seen Vitor Bahia's car.
What? No.
Does he have an Astro van?
Something like that, yeah.
Is he rolling around in? Where do you spot this? Outside Rosa Branca?
His favorite player.
Kensington?
Somewhere, yeah.
He's around?
He's
okay.
around.
I'll keep my
You don't want to expose him.
And I don't want to say exactly how he spelled it, because then you could, like, look it up and shit, but it's out there. It's around.
All right, I'm gonna keep
beat there by your vanity plate.
What would be your vanity plate if you had one?
Gonzalo Ramos.
Yeah, same Pistola-ish. Here. Same here, Gonzalo Ramos.
Hey, come on, man. You're not even a Benfica fan. Make your own identity.
Don't got one today, brother.
Apparently, I think Vitor Bahia is like the most decorated Porto player ever. He's got like 25 or 26 trophies.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And he's trying to be in the running for that president spot now, too. I thought there was going to be AVB wants to be they're all.
I kind of want to see Vitor Bahia. There's some whole thing that Nuno Pinto da Costa keeps buying up all the shares of the SAD.
Mm.
He's like trying to just completely take it over. Some people are saying like he's just going to sell it all. I don't know what he's doing, but he's starting to give me Palpatine vibes.
He's becoming senile. He's doing weird stuff.
Only now he's giving you Palpatine vibes. Only now. Interesting. Well, I guess old. When you're already on the dark side, when you already are Anakin, no. It's hard to tell which is, you know, the good guys and the bad guys. Right?
I literally saw him shoot lightning out of his fingertips. It was crazy.
You see that too, Chris?
Yeah, of course.
You were there.
Long time ago.
I've just started watching Succession, so it's giving me major Succession vibes, too. Oh. Like, who's sidling up, you know, for the old man's death? Who's, like, getting really close to him right now, you know, and stuff like that?
No one's saying he's going to die.
Why not? He is.
Looks like he is.
People I mean, die every day.
We're all going to die, but I don't think he's going to die anytime soon. I think he's doing okay.
He's going to outlive us all.
The evil will keep him alive.
Yeah, it usually does. Yeah.
He's going to come back for Star Wars 9. Plot twist.
He's somehow back.
He's back. Oh, all right. I guess we can move on. Portuguese League. They announced as of 2024 and 25, the League Cup will only be played by the top four teams from the previous season in a final four that will be played abroad.
Yeah, what the fuck's the point of this?
It's crazy. What? Who cares about this shit anymore?
What's the point of the League Cup in general?
It was nice, like, as people were saying, it's like, just take away every, like, opportunity for a little team to, like, win something,
yeah,
you know?
Like, that's my only beef with it is, like, when you're only taking the top four, it's like, what's the point of doing that? But also, you're playing it abroad, so...
It boosts up the Taça de Portugal for me, that's for sure. Because it's like, that's the one true Taça now.
Yeah.
Even though it always was. But you know what I mean? Like, if you're cheapening this thing. This is like the Mercedes Cup or something in the States or whatever. Where they bring all those teams and they're just like, here's a little joke tournament.
That's preseason?
Some kind of
MLS?
For whoever.
What sport?
In football.
Oh, okay.
They bring everyone over, right? Like, it'll be like AC Milan versus Chelsea. And they'll do like a little stupid little tournament. Yeah.
Yeah.
Benfica won that.
Yeah, but hey, maybe you come down to Toronto or Rhode Island or New York or somewhere else and, you know, get to see Braga, Sporting, you know, Porto, Benfica all play
off. But then that guarantees that if they play it somewhere else, that the big four will go.
Yeah.
You don't want to bring, like, Guimarães, Gil Vicente over all the way over to Massachusetts or whatever.
That's true.
Hey, but if they get top four, they can.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine seeing, like, Chaves over here? In BMO Field?
That'd be great.
Crazy.
Hey, I would go, but I don't know how many other people would.
Yeah, they're trying to they're trying to market their product. Like, England, EPL is clearly the best at doing it. Almost have a worldwide grip. There's almost only that league and everything else is nothing. Like, over here in the stateside. But yeah, they should try something because there's just going to be more money and you need money to compete with these other teams, especially in Europe. So
yeah.
It's going to help. What you think it's going to be in, like, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, California or something? It's, you know, where it's probably going to end up being.
Where?
Doha, Riyadh, and fucking Baku.
Oh, well, there's no Portuguese communities there.
That's what Spain's doing. They're already doing that. They go to Saudi for their League Cup.
Yeah.
But that's because they're in bed with them with all the money.
Everyone's following the money.
All the Fly Emirates. They sponsor all their jerseys and stuff.
Watch what's going to happen in Portugal. Watch.
Hey, sure. Give them money.
Hey, you know where they should go? Macau.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, actually.
Portuguese people over there.
Macau.
Big gambling town, too. Apparently, it's like Las Vegas on crack. Like, it's...
Oh, we'll go.
Casinos everywhere.
I watched the Anthony Bourdain episode in Macau. Great. Great episode. One of his top episodes I've seen.
Let's move on to the football. Portuguese football commences on Friday. 0-0 draw between Arouca and Boavista.
Wild.
Yep. Shout out both those goalies. They did a great job.
We'll never know their names.
We'll never know their names.
Bracali was Bovista, maybe?
Maybe.
Damn. On goalie week. We're not going to know their names on goalie week?
Shameful.
Yusufa NJ, he almost scored, but he was offside or something. He's getting ready to shoot his guns.
Mm. He had the whole armory out.
Yeah.
He was like John Morant.
Is that what he does?
The soccer really started after that. Benfica takes on Famalicão. Gonçalo Ramos totes his gats with 2 goals, 36th minute and the 93rd.
Gonçalo Ramos bringing out the guns, just like John Morant.
Wow, what a callback.
Nice.
Did he shoot them this week or he just blew them out?
Oh, John Morant?
No, Gonçalo Ramos.
He always blows because he just shot the ball into the net.
Yeah. I'm just checking.
Let's get into the game. What was the first goal again?
Grimaldo crosses. It goes back. He gets it. Crosses it.
Beautiful pass by Otamendi.
Yes, that was sick, yeah.
He just picked out Grimaldo there, and he double-crossed it into Gonçalo Ramos. It was kind of a double-cross.
Double-cross.
Blocked, and then, you know, Gonçalo Ramos eventually gets it. That was in the 30th minute, so we're up in the 30th. And then from there, I mean, it wasn't, like, smooth sailing. It was pretty tense.
I don't think they weren't threatening us very much. Not like Vizela was making me scared last week.
Leandro Sanka took a nice shot at some point.
But every time it's one, if it's only one, it doesn't feel safe, you know?
Yeah.
So when
things can turn.
I was going to say, you guys keep doing this. Early goal and then late goal. Like last week, it's like one, you know, 30th, 40th minute, and then you save one for extra time.
But always controlling the game, but never really breaking them down.
You guys want to keep those fans in the seats right to the end.
That's right.
They're in those seats.
They're not leaving.
Nah, those butts are seated, and they got the red lights and everything.
That's right.
The red light district.
You can't get up for the red lights.
It was then put away. Grimaldo takes a nice hard shot, spills out to our boy Gonçalo Ramos, and he hits his second.
Nice.
The real big game is tomorrow. They have to put Bruges away.
Mm-hmm. They should. They're bringing him over to the red light district.
It looks like options are a little limited. We're going to have Gilberto starting, I think.
Boy.
Looks like Boz hurt. Gedge comes back. I don't know if we'll see Rafa. Rafa looks like he's been a little off his game. He hasn't really been on form, but he gets fouled like crazy all the time. So
yeah.
He's got to hold off Tajon.
And I think he might be putting in Chiquinho, it looks like. I bet he goes with that Chiquinho lineup with Arsenis on the wing again. I bet he goes back to that. Mm. Because it worked the first time against Bruges. I think he might just do the same thing. But at home, I don't know. We haven't been scoring like free-flowing scoring ever since we got back from the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully just one right in the beginning. Then they'll have to score three. They probably won't. So, you know, hopefully we get one.
You let that eagle out at the beginning. Put some fear into them.
Oh, yeah. They're at home.
With the buff eagle, too.
The buff
eagle. He's out there. He's high-fiving people.
That's right. In the new FIFA game, they let you get the buff eagle and put him in your stadium now is like a thing. I put him every corner. You see that buff eagle.
You can put them
to intimidate the other guy I'm playing against. Yeah,
that's wild. All right. And then Vizela run into the wounded animal that is Estoril and put them down 3-0. Ozmagic and Thomas Silva score as well as João Zinho on goal. And they just brought in Ricardo Suarez as their new coach.
That's right. No coach bump for them.
No.
Two losses, right?
Missed out on the coach bump.
He was the genius behind Gil Vicente 2 years ago.
Well, I think to get the coach bump, the coach has to come in and give all the players a bump.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Of cocaine, that is.
Yeah, we knew.
Get them rallying.
That's what the real coach bump is?
That's what the coach bump is, yes.
But they don't call it cocaine. They call it those smelling salts. Oh, here, smell these smelling salts. But you see those players' faces, you know what they're really smelling.
In a way, it is the same kind of effect. The coach comes in, everyone's giving like triple the effort that they were before in the bottom slums of like the bad point of having the shit coach, you know?
Yeah.
So
So getting a new coach is like doing cocaine.
Yep.
That's right.
Nice.
And they got bad cocaine.
Yep. They got a bad batch.
Yeah. Well, he left Gil Vicente. He went to Egypt. Didn't work out in Egypt. Now he's back in Portugal.
Okay.
Back in Lisbon. Mm. So we'll see how they do. But yeah, well, Magic still scoring. Guy's great. Sporting squeaked by Portimonense 1-0 as Paulinho comes on the field and saves the day 3 minutes later. Pote denied from the spot by PK specialist Nakamura.
And was denied more than a few times, I'd say.
Wasn't he denied from the spot more by like the air? Like,
yeah, I think he hit the post on the penalty.
Yeah, no save.
But
he just
kept fucking rocketing shots at the net all game, and Nakamura was there every time.
And that's your captain.
That's my real fever app captain.
Yeah. Pote.
Yeah, I have a Sporting guy as my real fever captain, but sometimes to win,
that's weird.
You got to do you know, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. And I know this man takes penalties, so he missed that one. But he looked good from the highlights that I saw from the rest of the
dude, he's
the
crushing it. He looks like he's reborn.
Would you say he's gliding? He's gliding out there?
He's not gliding.
He's not gliding?
He's not a glider.
He's not even hydroplaning. He's, okay. He's just... He does feel like a free man, though. Maybe they're using him in a better position. All season, he's been kind of slacking. Yeah. No call to Portugal. Like, it's just he's dropped off the map. But maybe this second half of the season, we'll see him ramp it up.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, if he keeps playing like he was playing on the weekend, like, that was phenomenal, man. It was great to watch.
Sporting goes as Pot goes.
Yeah. Yes. I think he's going to take off like an airplane. Uh-huh. An aeroplane.
Nice.
And how are they going to do this coming Thursday?
Hydroplane on the way down.
Coming Thursday against the Arsenal.
Oh, they're going to get rocked.
No dice. Dude, what if they bring Paulinho out? You're not afraid of Paulinho?
Oh, Paulinho, this was a very nice goal. This finish. That's scary.
It was a nice finish.
Yeah, and you concur?
I concur.
Ball crossed in from Pot.
That was a pot, yeah.
That was a pot. Yeah, Paulinho just like, I don't know. It was a weird angle. He just like flicked it in. But yeah, it was enough to win. 3 points for the boys in green there.
I see Nakamura going to a big club after this run of form.
Yeah,
maybe. Hey, it's goalie
club
week.
Like Braga or something. Actually, Braga has a really good goalie already.
Yeah, Mateus is amazing, man.
Maybe some other team.
Who needs a goalie?
Porto will probably just buy him. They'll probably sell Diogo Costa and then say, okay, we'll take your next goalie. Mm.
Sammy Portugal, see you later.
Speaking of Porto, Canada derby in the Portuguese league. Eustáquio's Porto takes on Vitória's Chaves, both making impact on the game. This was a great game. Rocking the yellow kit. I ordered one from China. It's not so yellow. It's more of a beige peach.
Well, yellow's a different color in China.
Looks like it's been left out in the sun.
Yeah. I guess you get what you pay for.
That's right. Yeah. That's the key.
They got highlighter yellow. You got left out in the sun yellow.
Yeah.
It's more of a puke.
No, don't say that. Porto opens the scoring with Dani Namaso runs in, shoots a little ball into the corner. Nice little bounce, little goal. It's beautiful. The English boy. Eustáquio links up with Otavio for the second goal. Otavio, great performance. Think he got man of the match. Always working hard. He got two guys to get red cards this game. I don't know how he does it. Mm.
Yeah, nobody knows how the Porto guy gets red cards. I don't know.
I don't know.
He's a shit disturber.
I don't know.
He's out there looking for shit. He's got his little shit radar on on the beach, a shit detector, and he's finding shit.
Yeah. And he's got Emperor Palpatine up top pulling the strings on his little Darth Vader, you know?
So he's Anakin.
He's the real Anakin, yes.
He's Anakin, okay. Yeah.
Steven Vitória bags a penalty. There's also a free kick, and I saw him lining up, and the other guy took it. I don't know who it was, but I was like, oh, man. I mean, I didn't want to see him score, but I was also like, if Steven Vitória just smashes a free kick, that would be fucking cool.
Spot kick master.
Yeah. Tony Martinez bags the third goal of the game as they went 3-1.
Goal with once they're two men down. They're playing against nine guys.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Taremi comes on. He gets the assist, gets some points.
You know, I watched a bunch of this waiting for Chaves to get a second goal. I'm like, man, they're going to come back. And then that first red card hit, I was like, all right, this game's over. See you later.
And the second red card, then.
To me, I don't know, a lot of people, they complain every time Porto gets a yellow card. I was watching and I was like, that's a yellow too, you know, nothing really too crazy to complain about. So.
Yeah, great performance by Diogo Costa, as we said already at the beginning of the pod. Some nice saves there.
It's goalie week.
It's goalie week, guys.
It's fucking goalie week. And then Gil Vicente clean up against Marítimo. 2-0 win. What else in Portugal?
Hey, we got to go back to that Sporting game. I forgot.
Sure.
That Sporting penalty was not a penalty.
It's a ball never lies.
That guy was not even in the box. How the fuck did they give that to you? I don't know how they gave it to him. That guy's on the line at best.
What did you think about that, Patrick?
That was very fishy.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
I don't know. I don't know. You don't like to see that, but then Pot misses it, so that's good.
Yeah, ball don't lie, as we like to say on this. He knew. And actually, you know what? He did the fair thing. He said, you know what? This wasn't really a penalty. I want a real goal. Let me just blast it way over the net.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Nakamura respects that. He said, wow, ball don't lie.
Yeah. On that topic, friend of the pod, Andre, messaged us on Instagram. He says, is it safe to say that the title has been handed to Benfica? I'd say Benfica has benefited from penalties this year against Porto included, weak calls and back-to-back games.
Ooh,
how do you guys feel about that?
He's trying to psych us out. I don't like that.
Oh, Andre.
Don't put that evil on us. There's still lots of games left to be played.
And just seeing all these calls again, we were talking about calls last week, we were talking about calls this week, we're going to be talking about it till the end of the season. There was a weird call in the Porto game, too, where the Porto guy steps on the Chaves guy's foot, and the Chaves guy gets a yellow card. Remember that one?
Crazy.
So it just the more and more all this happens, hearing everything from the fans, it just makes me realize, like, oh, it's not fixed. These people are all idiots. Because every team thinks that they're getting hosed. So yeah. It's like, yeah. It's going badly for against everybody.
Yeah, what do you think of that, Andre?
I think it's going, well, I mean, going badly for the small teams. I think the big teams always get the call in every
exactly.
game.
The big teams mostly get the calls.
Yeah, like Sporting. This is the second week in a row, I think Sporting has got some weird bullshit penalty on the edge of the box that you're like, is it a penalty? I don't know. But then they keep missing them.
And Paulinho keeps saving their ass.
Yeah. Who would have thunk?
It's goalie week.
It's goalie week, baby.
Alisson Safira proving to be the new star of Guimarães as he scores a brace for the Conquistadors in a 3-1 win. Bobson finds Rildo for the Azorians' only goal of the game. And then Andre Silva, like, blasts one in.
It was deflected, though.
Hit a deflection, but...
Looked
just,
nice.
The way it dipped under the goalie, it was a beautiful thing to watch.
And I'm not going to blame the goalie on goalie week for that one. I mean, it's unstoppable deflection curler.
On goalie week, goalies can do no wrong. We forgive you.
Yeah. Yep.
These things happen. Braga take on Rio Ave at the Quarry with a clean 2-0 win. Goals from Bruma and then a stunning bicycle kick from Banza. Ball crossed in from Pizzi, but it took a little bit of a deflection. But Banza was there and he was ready to kick it.
Yeah, we watched that one at Rosa Branca and just... We were all, I was looking down at my Bifana, but you saw it and you exclaimed, wow, holy shit.
That was amazing.
We were shocked, stunned, in amazement.
Yeah, and I saw Bonza. He scored that beautiful goal. He ran to the corner. None of his teammates really ran after him quickly. It was like, holy shit, what a goal.
Yeah.
And they're just used to him doing these crazy things.
Not enough excitement. They see him do that every day in training.
The man goes way too hard in practice. He must.
Maybe they like wanted to give him his moment, or they were like just shocked, stunned. They were like, holy shit.
Maybe he's like, every time I score, you guys just crowd me.
Yeah.
And so he scores this beautiful goal. They're like, all right, let him go.
Give him some space.
Give him space. Let him celebrate.
Go on, get.
Live it up, king.
Passos lose to Casapia 2-1 after taking an early lead by a belter from Benfica boy Paulo B. Holy shit.
Wow. What a goal.
What a volley.
So nasty. I knew he had it in him. The only guy that believes in him.
You said let's give up on this guy a million times, haven't you?
Shit, no, don't play that clip of me saying that right now.
I didn't think he had it in him. I
thought you moved on to Tuck Nevsch.
Yeah, we really have.
We like the Tuck boy, but...
He's probably going to get loaned out next season.
But now that we know he can do this, maybe he'll come back.
There's a spot waiting for you. Just keep doing that.
Yep. He's looking a little bit bigger. I think he's been working out.
He's on the Pasos diet.
Yep.
Okay.
He's getting juiced over there.
Taking lessons from Nico Gaitan. They're becoming best friends.
That's cool.
Yeah. Old guy, young guy. But yeah, spectacular goal. Honestly, a goal that nice, it was sad to see them lose that game because both Casapia goals were just terrible, just garbage goals in the box.
The quality of the goal does not matter.
Apparently not.
It still only counts for one, unfortunately.
Yeah, but yeah. You hate to see them lose with a goal like that.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Wait till, you know how FIFA, they're thinking of implementing a stopwatch clock or whatever. Yeah. They want to make it basketball, just rotating subs. Once the Americans get their hand to it, that's a three-pointer.
Yeah, three-pointer outside the box volley.
Outside the box three-pointer.
Yeah.
Damn, now we're talking.
Yep. I'm switching to watching baseball now.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, for real.
They implemented the pitch clock, right?
Yes, they did.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, no. I don't know what I'll do if they make all those awful, awful changes. What are we going to do? Just watch. I guess hockey's still good.
Guys, why do you got to prove I'm not a robot every time I try to Google something nowadays?
I haven't experienced
researching a lot of things with the robots.
There's a lot of robots out there.
Every time I try to get Google going, it says, hey, let's check. Let's make sure you're not a robot.
To buy oil to oil my gears.
Let's prove you're not a robot. Pick all these pictures that have dogs in them. Oh, this is a wolf. I don't know.
All right, sorry. I'm trying to find the table. All right, Ben.
This is how we find the table now? We have to Google it?
Yeah.
I thought you had them ready.
Nah, this works better.
It's goalie week, man.
It's goalie week, right.
Benfica still in first place, 62 points. Porto behind them in second with 54. Braga in third with 52. Sporting in fourth with 47. Same old at the top. I guess they're all going to go play the League Cup, wherever that is.
Yeah.
Bottom, Pastor's still down at the bottom. Santa Clara just ahead of them. And Maritimo up in 16th. And Estoril one up on them. And then Chaves, too. Yeah.
We got them all.
Got them all. Got all the teams here.
They're all here for you guys.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah, this relegation race isn't much of a race. I mean, we've known who's going down for a while.
No, come on. Don't count them out.
You think Estoril will drop down? They ain't catching Chaves. No one's catching Chaves in 14th. It can only be Estoril, Marítimo, Santa Clara, and Pasos Ferreira. Yeah.
There's lots of
Santa
games
Clara,
left.
Santa Clara, Pasos Ferreira, I think.
What are you, Andre? You're going to call it right here?
I'll call it.
Yeah.
Calling it?
What do you think, Andre? Let us know.
Who's going down?
Tell us about the bottom
How
of the
about you
table.
Talk about the bottom,
yeah.
Andre.
Yeah.
Why are you being mean to the one guy who's messaging us?
That's always our input. When people talk to us, we're always like, hey, fuck you. Why are you talking to us?
Then at the end of the episode, hey, please, the engagement. We would love some more engagement. I wonder why they don't. These two fucking jabronis.
Come on, talk to us. All right, what the fuck you want from us? You're stupid. You want to talk about the top, talk about the bottom.
Yeah.
Next week, Benfica's playing Marítimo. What do you guys think? You can beat them?
Benfica's playing Marítimo at the bottom of the table?
This is the first time hearing of this. This is great. I think they're going to beat their ass. Is this home or away?
It could be a tough match.
Good thing
could be either one.
Good thing they didn't play on goalie week. They don't even need a goalie for that one.
Porto's playing Estoril. That should be an easy win unless they finally get their manager bump. Suarez gets them into...
They're due for the manager bump.
Braga, big game. Vizela, that's scary. And even Sporting, they got to play Boavista.
Who good matches?
Oh, dude, there's some good matches. Guimarães, Arouca, shit, bro. Stay tuned for Portuguese soccer.
That'll all be next week.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it all in depth. Yep. But it's not. We're not gonna throw out the goalies next week. That's over.
Yeah.
Goalie week is over. It's all goals. On that note, next week, episode 100, boys.
Oh shit!
God damn it!
We made it.
Hey, not yet. Don't jinx it. We're not gonna win. We got.
What are you, Andre, calling it now?
we're gonna go to the TFC game, the home opener.
Yep.
We're gonna be out there. If anyone's gonna be out there, shoot us a message on the socials. I don't know what we're doing before or after, but. You know?
Approach us. We're going to be the kings of BMO. We're going to be at the very, very top.
Yeah.
And we're just going to be posting up there.
Looking down.
Looking down on all you peasants.
We're going to wear his Onyx Braga jersey. Yeah.
We'll have balloons. We'll be the ones with balloons.
100?
That's right.
Yep. I don't think they'll let you bring that in.
Well, you hide them and then you blow them up when you get inside.
Shit, well, that's a lot of air.
We'll tell them it's a special occasion. Maybe we'll get on the Jumbotron.
So looking forward to that. Thank you guys all for listening. If you're enjoying the nonsense, reminder to share the pod, subscribe to the pod, leave a rating and review. Helps other people find the show and can continue to grow. Thanks again for all your support and engagement.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
We're joking. We really appreciate it.
We do.
Thank you, Andre.
Yeah. All right. England, a lot happened. Early midweek, Paulinho crushes a tackle and then takes it straight to the hoop with a crazy stonk. The winning goal for Fulham as they beat Leeds 2-0.
I like the basketball reference because it did remind me of because of the tackle, right? It's like he gets the tackle and then he just loops one in over the goalie, beautiful play shot.
That's a three-pointer.
It reminds me of when. When a guy in basketball just absolutely breaks someone's ankles, crosses the shit out of him, and then puts up a shot, that shot never misses. It always goes in once you, absolutely destroy someone. So
the adrenaline is rushing.
That's right. It's like he powered it up perfectly.
Yeah.
I love what the announcer said after this goal, and he's like, what are we going to do without Paulinho for the next two games?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
He got carded out.
Accumulation of cards. I don't think anyone's ever got to as many yellow cards as he has, but that just meant... He's
and you know what I gotta say about that? Man goes hard in the paint.
That's right. That's right.
Today, without João Paulinho, they lose 3-2 to Brentford. Israeli winger Manor Solomon scores his fifth goal in 5 games for Fulham. And then Vinicius gets a late goal. And even in that first game, or that the previous game against Leeds, that Solomon guy scored a crazy nice goal. It was almost like identical to the one he put on Wolves the week before.
The man's on fire.
Yeah, he's on loan from Shakhtar too, so I don't think he wants to go back there. Mm.
Would you?
No, not right now. Not right now. God forbid.
God forbid.
Wolves play Liverpool midweek. Klopp puts together. He put our ideal front three out there. He got Salah, Jota, Nunez. And then he got some scrub midfielders. Who's this Bacetic guy?
Bacetic? I can't pronounce his name properly.
He's Spanish, though.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know.
And then Harvey Elliott beside Fabinho.
They make easy work of our Wolves boys. We're still all Wolves fans here.
Yeah. Jota got an assist.
Yep.
Against his old team, as it should.
Yep. Of course.
I got to say, Harvey Elliott, he's a glider. He glides.
He glides.
I saw him play in the United game on the weekend. Like, this man glides.
He puts in the work. He hustles.
Yeah. He's hydroplaning.
United's quest for the quad continues as they beat West Ham 3-1 in the FA Cup. Bruno with a magical set piece. Dude, he kept just putting balls in. Like, I think he made an own goal happen. One was offside on a corner, but he just kept ripping balls into the box. And just, like, the ball would just end up in the net. Whether it counted or not all the time, but he was fucking killing it.
That's what we need on Portugal.
Yeah.
The one thing you can probably take away from Man U that game was, like, he was making some killer passes against the Liverpool Man U game.
Yeah. Why don't you get into that?
Sure.
Bruno actually got ripped. He's been getting ripped on social media for that.
How so?
I don't know. People are just mad at him. But, well, I mean, the team lost 7-0.
He had some really bad body language. Towards the end, when it was 6, he asked to be subbed out. Mm-hmm. And people were saying, you can't be asking to come out of this game. Like, you know, you secretly have to want it. You obviously want to be subbed out. Like, you don't want to be part of this shit anymore. Like, you're just wasting energy getting passed around. You know,
it's not fun.
It's not fun. And he made it look like it wasn't fun because there was one tackle he went in hard on the guy. The guy easily just glided past him and, like, put it across, and he just stopped chasing him. He was just like, well, that guy's gone, I guess.
Yeah. Threw up his hands and like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah.
Dude, that was wild.
There was one time he, like, pushed the linesman, too. You remember that?
Yeah, he was trying to grab the ball. He's getting very, very easily frustrated.
The Liverpool guy, like, threw the ball right back at him.
Yeah.
It was not very nice.
This whole game was not nice.
No.
And you know what else was not nice? Telling me, let's go watch the game at this bar. I show up in my Liverpool jersey. It's a goddamn trap. It's a Man U bar. No one told me it was a goddamn Man U bar.
Yeah, it's a Manchester bar.
There's some pretty serious Man U fans next to us.
Were they ever?
Holy.
I saw the look of fear in one of those servers' eyes.
But there was a Liverpool contingent. So, yeah. I mean,
there's a small group, yeah.
It's Toronto. We're not in Manchester, you know. You're not going to get...
I know.
There's not going to be a brawl.
No.
Yeah.
Unless, I mean, there's a brawl if you ask for it. If you start standing up and getting people's faces and, you know,
yeah, it's all friendly
on them,
here, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you mind your own business, you'll be okay.
There was one guy with a classic United jersey, the green and gold, the Glazers out jersey.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah. Okay. Respect.
You gotta respect the jersey. He's
gonna get jersey respect from us.
I saw a guy in an Anthony jersey. He was almost crying.
He was kind of looked like Anthony, too. Anthony.
A little bit. Yeah. Ant.
Yeah, it was not a nice day for Manchester United, and Bruno's getting ripped, and a lot of the English press, they're calling him for not be wearing the captaincy. He's not fit to be the captain if he's going to have an attitude like that.
Well, let's give it to Maguire, then.
It already is Maguire, really. But he just doesn't play. But yeah, I guess if, you know, it's not the best look, but how often are you going to get beat 7-0? If you say, like, yeah, he gets really... bad attitude and blowouts. Well, it's like, well, just don't get blown out then.
Yeah.
First time it's happened in, I think it's like 90-something years. Last time they lost 7-0 was to the Wolves.
Oh.
Really? Geez. But that was like time ago.
That's Premier League.
I think it was 1930.
They made a stat.
Those stats don't matter anymore.
I think they do. I don't like the
1930s.
I don't like when the stat guy rolls up and he goes, this is the first time this has ever happened in the Premier League, and he's not counting the first division. So it's like, oh, this is the first time since 1992? Like, come on.
I think
there's like been 50 years before that.
Those years don't count. I feel like in terms of especially like professional sport and like sport science, before like 2000, like professional sports changed.
Before 2000, you're crazy.
Yeah.
So what Eusebio did doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but I feel like it's on a different level. today is a very different level of like athletic ability than like pre 2000.
No one's gonna argue that, but it also like it happens gradually, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So
it was what it was back then.
If you go back 50 years, yeah, then you see a big discrepancy. But if you go back, I see what you mean. Like, but
it was still the highest form of competition exactly. at that time.
Fair enough.
And if you love this shit, which we all do, then the whole thing is about history. Why do you love your club and its history, right? It's from
hate the history. I'm just saying that, you know.
You don't think you can compare it?
Yeah, you can't compare it. Like, if United lost 7-0 to the Wolves in 1930, like, that's not...
I think that means so much more to me than this has never happened in the Premier League era. It's like, well, when did it happen?
Those guys were kicking around
1930 against Wolves. Great.
They were kicking around
pig's bladder back then.
So it has happened.
Fair enough.
They were kicking around pigs. What'd you say?
Kicking around a pig's bladder. They didn't even have a ball back then. The 30s? Come on. Salah becomes Liverpool's all-time top scorer in the Premier League era, post-1992. He rips off his shirt to celebrate that second goal. Little tap-in. That first one that he hit, the volley. Cheese bar down.
Nice. Bar down.
Oh,
what a way to break a record.
That is that's going to be a contender for Stonk of the Week for me, for sure.
Yeah, it's up there.
Oof.
Then
some good ones this week.
Yeah. New boys Gakpo and Darwin dazzle two goals apiece as well as Salah. And, dude, all that money coming in. Darwin's is impressing me. I didn't think he was going to do it.
Yeah, that was a good finish.
I didn't think he had it in him.
Darwin with that header, we said it's like his technique is all wrong. He jumps up. It almost looked like he mishits it, but it goes in the back of the net. And that's what we were saying on Benfica. It's like people doubt him, but he knows how to fucking score.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And he looks a little sloppy, but he gets it done.
Yeah.
You know what I have to say about Darwin and Gakpo? He's heating up.
It reminds me of, like, you know, people will, you can criticize the freaking his what do you call it? What did you just say? What was the word you just used?
His slop?
Yeah. You can criticize his, like, sloppiness or his technique all you want, but it's like, if you ever watch Matthew Wolf in golf, it's like there's the perfect golf swing and then there's whatever the fuck this guy does. But guess what? He's on the PGA Tour. He's hitting the ball on the green like almost every time. Great. You know what I mean? Like, he figured out a way to work, make it work.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how you do it.
Yeah.
And does he have an evil goatee like Darwin?
Matt Wolf? No. But Darwin certainly does have an evil goatee. And I think there's a few evil looking guys. And I don't know if that helps them play better, but.
You said Anthony was looking evil?
Anthony is an evil-looking guy. I don't know how to describe it, but...
it's pretty easy. Slick back hair, dyed hair, very dark bags under his eyes, neck tattoos.
Yeah.
There's a lot of red flags there.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you say it. You wouldn't want to cross him in a dark alley, you know what I mean? Like, you're just like, this
that's
is not
damn
a guy.
Sure. Yeah. Especially if he had a leather jacket.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, Firmino comes on late. He bags a goal as well for the boys. Might be his last goal. No, he'll probably play the rest of the season. I'm sure he'll score again, but...
We'll see.
He's, I think it's official. He's not re-signing with Liverpool. He's looking for somewhere else to go. Possibly Inter, but...
Yeah, they're moving on from him.
Lots of time.
A little upsetting. He's one of those Brazilians. He's got the Jenga for sure, you know? He's one of those... when Liverpool's not doing anything, he brings a little spunk, a little flair.
Yeah.
Opens up plays in special ways.
I still don't get how Brazil didn't bring him to the World Cup. I thought, you know...
Greg... He's better than Richarlison.
For sure.
Yeah.
Richarlison had a great World Cup, but ever since, he's been terrible. Can Jota even be first choice? For the Reds, I feel like he's gonna. Oh, yeah. I feel like he's gonna turn into Firmino, just be like the off the bench guy.
Yeah,
like, it's gonna be Gakpo and Darwin and Salah.
You're right.
Bench guy.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving on, but you know, Firmino for them, for that club, will always be a major thing because they won the Premier League for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they won the first division a million times, but they won the Premier League for the first time.
Those don't count.
It doesn't count.
They're at one or no two.
Now you're at notch one.
No, they only won one.
Still won. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they won the lockout year. Yeah. Or the pandemic year.
The asterisk year.
Yeah. And so he did that for them, you know? So he'll always be a legend
there. And Champions League.
Club legend there. And a Champions League.
He was on starting squad for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Long
no, he's putting his work. Yeah. I think it's time for a change. Need new surroundings.
I mean, he's getting old.
New lunch tables.
Yeah,
that's right.
New friends.
Make some new friends.
But what about all the other Brazilian guys on Liverpool? What are they going to do? Alisson, Fabinho.
I don't know. They're going to have to find a new dentist.
Oh, man.
Firmino's going to stop hooking them up. Yeah, anything else? 7-0. Pretty crazy. Wild times.
Pretty embarrassing. We were all there dressed in our Man United jerseys because that's what I have. I have a Man United jersey. And then I'm walking around the street after we're like going to Bellwoods Brewery and stuff like that.
Someone drove by,
gave me the 7-0 on his car. I'm like,
honked.
Yeah, he honked. I'm like,
and he took both hands off the wheel.
Yeah, he gave me the 7. That's the hard part of giving someone 7. You gotta take both hands off the wheel.
We were standing beside the Barcelo's Rooster.
Yeah, that's where we were. We were beside the Rooster, and I'm like, yeah, man. I forgot what was wearing. I don't really care.
Yeah,
I just like to dress up for fun, you know. He gave it to me.
Yeah, that was funny. Arsenal get vengeance on Everton midweek. 4-0 win over the Toffees. Saka, Martinelli with 2, and then Odegaard. And that was just the start of their crazy week. They play Bournemouth on the weekend. Second fastest Premier League goal ever by Philip Billing. 9.11 seconds. They go up 2-0 in the 57th. Then Arsenal wakes up like the Undertaker and hits the cherries with 3 goals to win the game.
They smashed those cherries.
Smashed them.
On goalie week.
What a comeback.
On goalie week, yeah. that 97th minute winner by Reece Nelson.
Yeah.
Craziness, man.
So Reece Nelson, he came on in the game. He looked good. He assisted one of the goals. I think it was the second one. And then he scored this one at the very last second.
Yeah.
Everyone went crazy.
Limbs. Scenes.
Scenes. Absolute scenes.
Yeah.
Saints.
Madness. You need big wins like this that in your, if it is a title winning season, that you just like remember forever. That you're like,
these
oh,
are,
man.
Yeah.
It was Bournemouth at home. We're down 2-0. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They scored the second fastest goal ever.
I love, like, the game is great to watch. But I love after the game, they're showing all these players. They're going crazy. They're going to the crowd. And then Gabriel grabs Reese and he like points to the sky. He says, I don't know what he says, but he's saying like God did this. Like God's watching over us. And Gabriel's Brazilian. He's like super
Brazilians are so weird with that God stuff, man.
It was
God. I was like, man, like this team has God on their side. Or at least Jesus, but not right now.
Gabriel Jesus.
Right.
This is the fastest goal ever by Shane Long. 7.96 seconds.
But this says in Premier League history. What about in English First Division history?
This is, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Could go back. Guy in 1945 scored actually a faster one.
Did he?
No.
I'd bet probably not. They couldn't even run to the other side of the field in 7 seconds.
Dude, that's true. I was just thinking that. I don't know if I could run that fast.
They weren't fit enough back then for sure.
Good point.
Bernardo comes off the bench in the 65th minute for Kevin De Bruyne, and it scores instantly, proving that he's a better midfielder and player overall. Foden scores before that with a brilliant run into the box, and they beat Newcastle 2-0.
The beginning of that game, I was watching it. De Bruyne and Gundogan. Gundogan was just trying to pick out Haaland the whole time, just like right away, just long passes. Nothing was linking up.
Dump and chase.
De Bruyne, the man was off the whole game. He could not make a fucking pass to save his life.
He's done. Happens.
He's off form.
And like not even like there wasn't a lot of pressure either on him. He was just like, just couldn't string pass together.
I've been praying for this man's downfall. I've never fucking liked him. And every like for so many weeks, especially last season, people are slurping this guy off. I don't want to hear about him anymore.
Uh-huh.
And finally, it looks like maybe he's tripping a little bit on his shoelaces. I like it.
He brought down the Belgian national team at the World Cup single-handedly.
Yeah. And do you know about that thing where like Courtois like boinked his girlfriend, his longtime girlfriend? So that's why there's like a lot of beef in that squad.
Ooh.
So like he lost his girlfriend to Courtois or some shit like that. So.
I mean, man's 7 foot.
Yeah, you know. You can imagine, right?
You can imagine.
This guy's like 6'5", you know?
Yeah. Long.
But yeah, I feel like Bernardo's been doing a lot of press. I feel like I see a lot of interviews with him. There's a thing about him talking about playing as a left back now. I don't know. I feel like he's becoming a really big member of the squad, right? When we thought maybe this is going to be his last year.
I think it is. I think it still will be his last year. He's just doing whatever it takes to win it. He loves winning. I think he wants to chase Arsenal down for that title. I think he wants to try and win the Champions League. He'll just do whatever it takes to help the team win. But I see like only Ruben Dias staying. I think he's going to leave, and I think I don't know if Cancelo comes back. Although Cancelo was looking like he was planting some seeds like he might return, like, you know.
Possibly, yeah.
Grass is greener situation. Now he's on the bench over there in Bayern. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So.
What's this guy doing? What's happening with him?
I don't know.
Go to Madrid. I feel like Madrid could use a right. Who's their right back?
That guy. Nacho. Isn't it Nacho?
Nacho is still Carvajal.
Carvajal or Nacho?
I don't know.
Don't call us out like that.
Yeah, come on. We don't got facts like that.
I don't watch Madrid either.
There ain't no pork chops on that team. What the hell do we know?
Nobody's watching Madrid.
I don't have the answers. But yeah, good for Bernardo. I saw he posted that he's like going out for lunch with Gundogan the other day.
Nice. Beautiful. Yeah. Nice lunch. Yeah. Nice German lunch. Yeah.
No, maybe like a Turkish brunch. Hey. Those are supposed to be legendary. Very good.
Don't give him the Ozil treatment. He's German. Wow.
He's a German boy. Anyways, moving on. Wolves beat Spurs 1-0 thanks to Adama Traore popping the ball into the top of the net with a rebound from a Jimenez shot.
Great volley.
Great volley.
Stonk of the week contender.
That's not a stonk. Okay. That was almost an accident.
This is the first time I've seen him exercise control. Normally, it's just like as hard as he can always. This time, it's like he actually decided to place a ball.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I think he was just coming at him too fast.
Probably.
And winner against Spurs. And you know what's funny about Spurs? You still look at the table. They're in the top four places still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every time you look them up, it's like, this team's faltering. This team's losing.
They beat City last week.
They helped Arsenal.
Can't take the Portuguese Wolves.
Jimenez, I mean, I feel like I've definitely been shitting on him for the past couple weeks. He looked better today. He was taking shots at the net. I mean, that's how this goal happened. But him and Traore look like they're really running that attack as opposed to, you know, a couple weeks ago when it was like mostly Pedence scoring.
Counted this man out so many times.
I know.
And he still keeps coming back. But that's because Wolves has a striker problem. They keep jamming him down our throats. He's done. He's been cooked. Okay?
Hey,
this is why you're at the bottom of the fucking table.
He's like, buff, though.
I'm talking about
Jimenez.
I keep thinking you're talking about Traore.
The Pirate.
You're talking about Captain Hook, man.
Captain Hook. And then Chelsea, they get a win. They finally won a game, guys. They start the month off red hot as they score a single goal to beat Leeds 1-0. Fofana, the difference maker. Shout out, João Felix. João Felix.
He's clarified it. He's cleared it up this week. He's saying they only say it right in Portugal. But you got to realize, brother, that everywhere else in the world, they say Felix. So, you know, but he did say, I don't care at the end. But
he ain't mad.
It's like, look, when I go to Portugal, they're going to say Justin. Okay, my name's not Justin, it's Justin, but I'm not going to go there and be like, you're saying it fucking wrong. This is how, no, that's
say
how they
say it. In my accent, yeah. Justin.
Yeah, that's how they say it over there. So, you know, it's weird when they're like, someone's like, this is how you really say this name. Okay, arsonist. I'm going to just say what I just said because that's all I can do. I'm not going to fucking, you know, talk Norwegian.
I heard a comedian one time say, he's like, yeah, when I go to China, I don't correct them and say, it's pronounced meatball sandwich. It's like they're gonna say it however they say it,
right? Exactly.
Say it how they say it.
Just picture it.
And we've been mentioning this thing about gliding and hydroplaning with players, and that's because the originator of this is we watched some João Felix, and João Felix glides. He glides.
He's swooshing around,
silky smooth across that pitch, and when he passes it, it's almost like. It's just so, it's a thing of beauty, okay?
Dude, he adds so much to that Chelsea team. It's amazing to watch him.
He'll pass it into an empty space, and then the guy running onto it like gets there at the perfect time.
Yeah.
It's like...
The only thing, he's got to work on his finishing. I think it's the third straight week in a row he's hit a crossbar.
Yeah, it's
just
crazy.
Just got to come down just a little bit, brother.
It's weird, but when he was on Atletico, he was scoring all the time, and then just probably just a little nerves, you know?
Yeah.
When he was on Benfica, he couldn't stop scoring, so he'll get it. And I think, and we're talking about this, it's probably like, Chelsea's probably like, you know what, let's just fucking, we already know the guy, we could see his talent, he's only going to get better, let's buy him. They have all the money in the world.
Yeah, I hope he does. He's looking like he fits in there, and, you know, this season is somewhat of a write-off. It sucks that they're not going to be in Champions League or even in Europe at all next season. Most likely, but I think it's a great investment for the future of the club. It looks like they have something going. It's just like, it's obviously not going to click right now.
I hope they don't buy him because I want that team to fail and fail hard.
Samesies.
The Blues.
I'll take that too.
Yeah. Arsenal, top of the league, 5 points over Manchester City in second. United still sitting in third. Spurs in fourth. Liverpool jump up to fifth. Newcastle is out of their Europe spot. And Marco Silva down in seventh. Chelsea in tenth. And Wolves in 13th.
if Newcastle doesn't make that European spot, we'll never know if Ronaldo actually has that clause in his contract and they can send him over there.
Oh, man.
They better make it. Damn.
Dude, they got to play Wolves next week. Wild. Next game.
Ooh, which one? Tottenham?
Newcastle. Newcastle Wolves.
Yeah, we have to be cheering for Newcastle.
Yeah.
Not me.
For
not
conspiracy
me.
Theory.
No.
Yeah, no, Liverpool's a little bit too close there. You guys are playing last place Bournemouth, so they could be hungry.
Hey, that top four battle's always great.
They almost got Arsenal. They almost got the best of Arsenal this week.
We choked Bournemouth a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Jose Sa. Apparently on Foot Mob, he's the highest rated goalie of the week.
Nice.
Oh, well, it's goalie week.
Goalie week.
Nice.
So that's our goalie of the week. And Nakamura.
Man, Nakamura crushed it. All right, to France. The Coupe de France midweek. Marseille beat PSG in the previous round, and then they lose to Annecy FC, a second division team in the quarters.
Interesting.
What the hell is this team up to? Game goes to penalties. Nuno Tavares gets his shot saved. Vitinha, big Vitinha, Braga Vitinha, he scores his penalty. And then after eight shots, Leonardo Balerdi misses a spot kick, and Marseille are out of the Coupe de France.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Nice to hear about little Braga Vitinha. We haven't heard about him in a couple weeks.
No, he hasn't really been starting. I think probably coming on as a sub, but
just got there.
Yeah. He's got to get used to all these Arsenal guys. They played on the weekend. Kolasinac is there. I just found out about this.
Yeah. Kolasinac, yeah. They have Sanchez, Kolasinac, Tavares.
Yeah.
Guendouzi.
And Guendouzi, yeah.
This is wild. Maybe Vitinha will make the jump over to Arsenal.
Ooh.
Maybe they'll send one back.
That'd be tantalizing.
Maybe Nuno Tavares will get back and say, hey, this guy's the real deal. Bring him in.
Oh, actually, I heard that Arsenal probably doesn't want him back.
At all. They're done with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Patrick
though.
Talked to a guy, and that's what he heard.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Horror show for Lille as they tie Len 1-1. Joe David ties a 1-0 deficit in the 69th to make up for Jose Font's own goal. Thiago Diallo would leave the game injured in the 13th minute, right before the international window.
Oh.
Poor Diallo.
That's okay.
He might have got called, but we got options in center back.
Maybe.
Poor Diallo.
Oh,
PSG loaded with striking talent. They got to rely on Danilo Pereira to save the day once again. He breaks the deadlock with Nantes in their Clásico, apparently. El Clásico down there makes it 3-2. And then Mbappe would bag the fourth goal in injury time. And I think he breaks the record as the highest PSG goal scorer ever. Two records this week.
Heavy. What I like about this game, heavy Portuguese presence.
Yeah, man. Dude, watching Nuno Mendes and Mbappe on that left side, it's a thing of beauty. You got to tune into that.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Vitinha running that midfield.
I would like it a lot better if Sanchez was playing.
Yeah, well, he's injured.
Wouldn't we all?
It's very sad.
So Vitinha's back in the good graces after slide tackling all the all the main guys in practice.
I don't think the coach gives a shit. I think he's saying, hey, fucking give it to him. Don't injure them, but give it to him.
Speaking of don't injure them, Neymar out for the season.
Oy.
One of their big weapons gone. And now I kind of really want them to pass Bayern like that. You know, a weekend side and then maybe, you know, catch them later. Porto could take him out. We could take him out.
Well, out of all their big players, you know, Neymar, he's the most evil looking.
I was going to say, is he Neymar evil?
Nah, man. No? Neymar's friendly. Yeah. He does some evil stuff, I can imagine. But he he likes Carnival, right? Isn't that? That's not evil. That's fun.
I don't know. That's, he's got the dyed hair, crazy haircuts, lots of tattoos, earrings. Studded earrings. I don't know. Kind of evil.
Yep.
Like he's the leader of a gang?
Some sort of gang.
Yep.
I don't want to get in trouble.
We can't be profiling these people.
Saying. You are profiling. What do you mean?
Hey.
Evil.
I can have an opinion.
With all these pork chops at PSG, the international break is right around the corner. They play in a 5-3-2 or 5-2-3. Roberto Martinez, famous for five in the back or three in the back.
He loves three center backs.
Yeah.
He's looking at Danilo, Nuno Mendes, Vitinha, Cooking, Renato Sanchez when he's healthy, maybe. But, like, are those guys, like, undisputed starters come the next break?
Nuno the PSG Menge. Guys?
Yeah.
Nuno Menge, if he's healthy, is definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then you can kind of use, because we're kind of at a loss for wingers, so it might be interesting to see if he does do it. Look, whatever's successful, man.
Yeah.
And then you get Drunkensel on the other side, but Drunkensel is, like, so off form that maybe it's dull out still.
Oh, one thing I was going to say at the beginning of the Liverpool-Man U game, when they showed Man U's back four, the announcer, which I'm sure is a little bit of a snub to Harry Maguire, but he's like, the preferred back four with Dalot in it. And I was like, sick.
Nice. Good for Dalot.
Yeah.
With three at the back, three center backs.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some names.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, okay. Baby.
Ruben Dias.
Ooh.
Antonio Silva.
Ooh.
Gonçalo Inácio.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah, I think they're picking.
Do you think that there's a good three going forward? Young guys.
Yeah, young guys. And he like. Actually, and Inácio likes a three.
Inácio plays a three.
I was going to say.
With Ruben Amorim.
When you said it initially, I was like, don't be crazy. And then I thought about it and I was like, Inácio plays the back three. So it actually does make sense. Tony Silva, I think it's going to be with that logic. I like your logic. Inácio, Danilo, and Diaz. Because Diaz is starting to play. They're starting to play three in the back too with City.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and you want Danilo center back?
Well, I think he's
because he plays beside.
Yeah, he plays with Menge. He plays three in the back.
Because he plays on Porto.
And we need an older man. Maybe Antonio Silva will still give him some time.
Yeah. Yeah. What about your boy Pep? He's still got the fire in his eyes.
He's gonna have the fire in his eyes forever. But I don't know.
We were just watching a little interview with Roberto Martinez
with the Mister.
With the Mister.
Preguntas
a Mister and. He said one of his things about his profile for a player is not feeling pressure, being able to perform at a top level because you can't make mistakes internationally. To me, that's Antonio Silva. This guy's already played in the biggest games, played in the World Cup.
He doesn't feel the pressure.
I think I'll put him right in.
I just think I'd like to see him there, but I think with him and Pep, they're both used to a four-back system. So I think that's the only thing holding him back from maybe using them. But then again, I would still probably also take Tony Silva over Inácio just because I think overall he's a better defender.
For, we were talking about new manager bumps and, this new manager is giving me a bump on interest because after the World Cup, I was not interested in the national team. I didn't want to see the national team. I didn't give a fuck. Now there's interest because we got a new manager. We want to see how they're playing. We're qualifying for the Euros. I'm doing bumps, like every weekend. So it's going to be great.
João Felix, he's going to be gliding out there.
Yeah.
Are we going to bring in Vitinha and Bernardo Silva as our two midfielders? Bernardo Silva now knows how to play left back, so Nuno Mendes can jump up.
No, come on.
Stop. No, you're talking crazy now.
Hey, I think you're onto something there.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
The puzzle's coming together.
I like what you're putting down.
No, yeah. You can't have that.
This guy.
You got one guy going up, you got the other guy come falling back. It makes perfect sense.
He's already practicing. Dude, these are all mechanics.
We'll see. No.
Hey, if it happens, you heard it here first.
You
heard it and lived it here first.
That's great.
He's Spanish, so I think he's watching La Liga. He's going to keep an eye on Duarte, Rui Silva.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy's not watching.
Because they never get chosen, but they're doing well.
Terry Correa? We're going to see that guy.
Maybe.
Yeah, and then Marco Rui's going to be playing too. Mario Rui.
Mario Rui.
Mario, you can't take Nuno Mendes.
That was a joke.
Okay.
I'll tell you who could if we jump ahead to Germany. Rafael Guerrero's been a man on fire, man on form.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's assisting. He's scoring. We just watched top 10 goals of Rafael Guerrero the other day.
Yeah,
incredible.
I was drunk. I said, I don't want to see Guerrero highlights.
I don't want to see Guerrero. He's going to fill in for Grimaldo soon enough.
That's what we do on Saturday nights, guys. You think we're having wild times? We're not. We're watching Rafael Guerrero highlights.
Then when it gets late enough, it's 4 in the morning, totally blasted. You're like, put on the 2016, all the goals. Put all the goals on.
Yeah.
I need to let my emotions out. I need to cry.
Eater.
All right, let's move to Italy. Mourinho's Cremonese does not rise to the top. Roma lose 2-1 early in the week. Mourinho gets a red card again. He has more red cards than any player in the league.
That's crazy.
What a fucking legend.
I saw this clip. And then after, read the quote there.
Oh, yeah. He says, I'm not crazy.
a thing a crazy person would say.
I'm not crazy. I reacted in that way because something happened. We will see if I can do something from a legal point of view. For the first time in my career, a referee spoke to me in an inexcusable way.
Yeah, if you see the clip, this third guy, he turns to him and he says something, and then like Mourinho goes red. He just like goes starts fuming. I don't know what the hell he said to him, but we'll see.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, I mean, he was on the pitch on the weekend. He was there for the Juve game, so I guess it's in arbitration or something.
You can take the Portuguese out of Portugal, but you can't take the Portugal out of the Portuguese. I guess. Did that make sense?
No.
Yeah.
Because you know what Mourinho said after? He goes, I know that fourth ref, he's from Turin.
Yeah.
And we play Juventus next week. So he wanted me out of that game.
Yeah.
So that's some Portuguese league shit.
That's how you work it.
There's a lot of mind fucking going on there.
Dude, they turned it around, though. They beat Juve. Mancini scores a goal from outside the box. A nice glider. And there was a video side by side of the goal going in and Mourinho on the sideline, like talking to his second man there, and they score against Juventus, and this man does not even flinch to celebrate. He's just doing the work, like, what's the next plan?
He's like, of course we scored. He's not surprised. And he just keeps writing his notes.
He's like, yeah, whatever time they scored, 30th, 40th minute. That's when I planned to score, and now we lock it down.
It's all going according to plan.
Tammy Abraham was ready to come on or something. He's writing his little note, and then he just looks up, finishes his note. I don't know what the notes say. Probably something like, go score again. I don't know. He says, the first one said, go score, and then he just put a comma, again.
Again, put another one in.
Yeah.
But yeah, good for them, man. Napoli gets their foot off the gas for the first time as they lose to Lazio. They were just hammering that net, and probably deserved a goal or a point, but Lazio locked it down, and a nice goal, I think, with Vecino or something like that. Nice little...
It's the derby of the light blue jerseys.
Yep, that's what it is.
That is very nice.
Very nice teams. Rafael Leão iced out with a red card from last week. AC Milan lose 2-1 to Fiorentina. Fiorentina red hot coming off that big win against Braga. Napoli still 15 points up on Inter. Lazio in third. Roma up in fourth place. AC tied with them in fifth. And then Atalanta and Juventus still creeping up the table after their point deduction.
Yeah, if Milan doesn't make Champions League, I mean, they got it. Leon's got to get out, no? I think it's time there's kind of...
Zlatan is going to give him his house.
That's true.
His wife.
And his family.
Yeah. Man can't leave.
No, it'd be good if Roma can make Champions League with Mourinho. But even though I don't think he'll stay, I think he'll go to like PSG or something.
Yeah, there's murmurs PSG want him. Even like I'd heard Chelsea want him. Madrid are kind of interested.
Chelsea again.
Oh my god! You know what they say? Four times a charm, right?
Hey, new owner though.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to deal with Abramovich anymore. It'll
Mr.
be
Mr. Abramovich.
He liked Abramovich, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Open. You give me the money, I give you the player.
we'll see with that. I got nothing for Germany or Spain. Other news, Al Nassr leaves it late but comes out on top against Al Batin with goals in the 93rd, 112th, and 114th minute to win 3-1. Ronaldo involved in none of the goals other than the fact they probably are just helping them win the league because he's there. That's my best guess.
It would be very damning on Ronaldo's big Saudi tour if like he doesn't win the league there.
Yeah,
like that would just be awful for him.
Yeah,
things are already not going his way. His main competitor won the World Cup. Everyone's yelling at him Messi constantly. If he goes to away stadium, they're chanting Messi or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it's yeah, just, they're trying to get under his skin like that. So
dude, I saw something, I mean it might be fake news, it's just on Twitter, but Al Ittihad, the team that
I hate that team,
Nuno Espirito Santos is the coach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're looking at bringing in Messi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pay him.
Of course.
Yeah. They're like, let's run it back. Barca, Real Madrid. This is obviously the Barca and Real Madrid of Saudi Arabia, right?
Yep.
Al Ettihad versus Al Nassr. Let's go.
I thought Messi had a deal with Miami, or that's not concrete.
Yeah. That's what I thought too, man.
Inter Miami.
Miami.
I thought that was the deal.
Well, you know Messi's like, he sees the Ronaldo deal, right? And he's like, the way these things work is he'll be like, well, I'm Messi, I have more, so.
They want to offer him like $8 million more. So
yeah,
like
you got to give me more.
Like Ronaldo's like actual soccer contract is $73 million. They want to offer Messi like $80 million. Mm-hmm. So who knows? Who the hell knows?
Hey, scoring these three goals in this amount of time is perfectly possible. I don't know why you think it's fishy or anything.
In the 93rd, 112th, 114th minute. Okay.
I wonder if Ronaldo negotiated something similar to a Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, WCW deal where if someone new comes in, his salary gets bumped up higher to so that he can always be the highest paid person.
Maybe.
You know?
Or but maybe he has to challenge him for the belt first.
Well, yeah.
He didn't use George Mensch for this. So maybe he wasn't smart enough. His new friend agent wasn't smart enough to get that kind of deal, you know?
Yeah, it's possible.
It's funny you brought it into wrestling because that's where my mind went there already.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, man, if these Saudi people had money, like back in the day, like the same people, and they just wanted to, instead of, if they didn't like soccer as much and they like wrestling, what would happen?
Oh, ooh, man. Be nuts.
Dude, well, they got the golf league going.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jota and Alistair Johnson score as Celtic beat St. Mirren 5-1. Little Jota popped one in off the floor there.
It was cool. He was like on the ground. He just hits it in.
And he just went.
Did he?
Yep. That's okay. The sound it made.
Okay.
Nice.
And then, yeah, Alistair Johnson, Canadian, scoring.
Canadian boy. Good for that man. Good for him, man.
Dude, he's great.
He's killing it there, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't watch those games.
Apparently, Larea is supposed to go back to Nottingham Forest sometime soon.
Well, I think they still own him. Like, they just loaned him.
Yeah,
to
they loaned
TFC.
Him back to TFC.
So he'll have to go back there, I guess.
Oh, God, no. TFC tie Atlanta. Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Donald Glover's Atlanta. 1-1. Big Bernadeschi hit in the net. Available exclusively on Apple TV. So if you got cable, you're shit out of luck.
It's the only way to watch it. I actually paid for it because I'm such a big fan.
What the hell, man?
And this was one of the worst games I've ever seen in my life.
You paid for this terrible game.
It was bad, yeah.
How was Bernadeschi? It was a good goal?
It was a very nice goal, yeah.
Yeah.
Larea did a nice run to pull the defender away, and he got a nice shot on the net.
That field is huge. Yeah. I wanted to say.
It's a regulation-sized field.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium? That's a beautiful stadium.
It looks massive.
Who else plays there? I guess the Hawks? No, what is it?
Falcons.
Falcons.
Right. Yeah.
They fill that shit. It's crazy.
Good for them, man.
But it's not the Mercedes-Benz. Not the Dome. Not in New Orleans.
No, in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. New Orleans got Mercedes-Benz Dome there, too.
Do they?
Yeah. Huh. Mercedes all over the South there.
Chris
apparently.
Is in a band. He played there, actually.
He played there.
Damn. I know a little bit about the Saints, you know? Who dat?
Yeah, Who dat Nation.
Who dat Nation, man.
That's right.
Who dat Nation.
And
I seen Drew Brees play live. Did you know that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. And he was a Saint.
Chris, you're bombing this episode.
Just keep taking Patrick's jokes, man.
Yeah, dude. Patrick's not making any jokes. I've been waiting for him so I can steal them.
I don't know. There's not much to work with nowadays.
He's like, I can't make a joke. This guy's just going to steal it.
So, I want to comment about the Apple TV. So, like, what else? How much is this and what else can you get with it?
It's $20 to get every MLS game.
They have like a halftime show you're working with or
$20 a month, $20 a year.
$20 a month.
That's crazy.
That's really expensive.
That's fucking crazy, yeah, bro.
But it's cheaper if you're subscribed to Apple Plus, the TV shows thing.
Right.
You know what?
It's not the same.
No.
So like if you want to watch what's that soccer
show? It's an add-on. Oh
my
god. It's a different thing. So if you have the TV show thing, you have to pay extra for the MLS. And so if you subscribe to the TV, it's like $12 a month.
Dude, Apple TV's got some good shows. I'll give them that. They're producing some good tent on television-wise.
Hey, what kind of podcast is this? I thought we were talking about soccer.
Well, we're talking about the business
of
soccer.
Exactly.
This is the business of soccer, and this is a business as us consumers of how we have to watch our local sports team.
I know, it's messed up.
You want to support your local? It's like $100 to go to the game, and then it's fucking $20 to watch it per month.
It might be cheaper to just go live to the game.
It's not. That's so expensive. It should be. It should be like Portugal, where it's like $35 to go to see this fucking team in March in the snow.
Bro,
you can get tickets for $30.
Go to Estoril. You get some Tremos and a small super box, €15.
I'll tell you what. Dude. York United. That's it.
Dude, York United.
Portugal. Our good friend of the pod, JC, he said he watched the Portugal qualifying match, saw Ronaldo live, fucking 50 feet in front of his face, do a sue, €10.
That's how it should be. Fuck. That's how it should be.
jealous.
Bro. But that being said, I mean, we get gouged in everything in Canada. Price of eggs in Toronto is
they're putting the liquor
insane,
tax up,
bro.
Is so liquor eggs. Tax?
Dude, I just started switching from a 12 pack of eggs to what's the next size up? The
24. No, no. How do you find that makes
a
difference?
This all has to do with soccer. Yeah.
I just eat a lot of eggs.
Hey,
I love eggs. I like a good scramble in the morning.
My friend likes eggs so much, he said he can't keep them in the house.
He's
too addictive.
He kills them.
Dude.
And I'm bombing.
All right, stonk of the week. Oh, this is actually a good one.
Paulo Bernardo.
Paulinho, Paulo Bernardo, Salah.
I mean, I may be biased, but Portuguese league, I like Paulo Bernardo's the best. It's a volley, it loops, and it passes.
Top corner, too.
My
right?
second would be Salah, so I can be convinced.
Salah
I like,
smashes it.
But it's inside the box.
It is inside the box.
He's just inside.
Paulinho's got distance.
I'll tell you what.
Is that a stonk, though? That curled, right? I feel like a stonk is like literally, you know when you flatten out your foot to make it almost like a hockey stick? Like a
no, but it can't lose.
Trajectory?
Yeah.
But Paulinho's doesn't, it's on the top part of the net.
No.
It's like middle.
Yeah.
It's like a nice finesse.
He curls it around the goalie.
Yeah, it's a curl a little bit.
As a Liverpoolista.
Nice.
I loved Mo Salah's, obviously. Record breaking, you know, amazing. Inshallah, beautiful. Paulinho's was my favorite.
We're debating if that's even a stonk. We're saying it's a curler.
Man, it went so hard,
it's
though.
It's got distance.
So much
distance.
It had
some power.
When it's that far out, it's going to drop a little.
I didn't watch the Paulo B live. I saw the Paulinho's and I saw the Mo Salah's. I think I like Paulinho's the best.
Which one made you say, wow?
Paulinho.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Live gets you more. It's like, whoa, I'm watching this as it happens. Yeah. I just came in my pants.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about Bonza. Not a stonk, but sorry. Go ahead.
The Paulinho one, and I think this goes to... This has a little bit to do with stonkability when you're just like...
Stonkability. you hear that, folks? Stonkability.
This is a stonkability factor. You go like, is he going to shoot that?
Is that a rebound? Yeah.
You ever have that thought where you're just like, oh my God, is he going
to
shoot that?
Yeah, the guts to do it.
Very nice.
So
I like that.
When that... You put a little bit of that into it, you're like, oh my God, he's going to shoot it. Wow, he shot it. Oh my God, it went in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had all three of those.
Okay.
Those are the three magic spices to make a good spell.
Paulo B. So, yeah, we decided.
I vote Paulinho.
Yeah, okay. Paulinho.
Paulinho.
I mean, let the record show my vote is still Paulo B.
I was very close on Paulo B, I got to say. João Wonder. That'll give to Paulo B.
You know what? You know what I'm going to give it to?
Well, then I'm
Jose
excited.
Saw, because it's goalie week.
It's goalie week, baby. He shut out. He got a shutout, and he got a loss, though. He lost to Liverpool, but he got a shutout on the weekend for Spurs. He did play well. Diogo Costa also crushed it.
Well, if he's going to lose to anybody, I'm glad it's Liverpool.
Diogo Costa with Portuguese League names. We wanted to do more Portuguese League.
João Wonders.
But...
We can't have an agenda here, can we? Are we allowed to have an agenda?
You gotta go with the flow.
We're marketing to a certain demographic, you know what I mean? I think for the 99th, I mean, I might go with Diogo Costa, the featured man of the week. Has anyone ever been the featured man? Gonzalo Ramos has.
Yes, I was gonna happened.
Say. It was the greatest one, 88. Yeah.
11 episodes ago.
Yeah. On goalie week.
But it's goalie week.
So you would give it to to Diogo Costa, no?
I can always do Diogo. Yeah. He's been on for the past couple of weeks, man. He's making saves that you're just like, wow, how did he do that?
And lately we've been sort of doing this more accumulation of weeks thing.
It's
building up, and I think I agree that Diogo Costa has been playing well.
He's deserved one from the past couple of weeks. Chris, Patrick?
That's two.
I already gave my vote. Jose Sa.
Jose Sa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do Diogo Costa.
Reluctantly. Hey, man, last week I reluctantly gave it to João Mario.
Okay.
I didn't want to, but I knew he deserved it.
All right, book him.
All right, Diogo Costa, 99. Thanks once again for listening. Hit us up on the social at Portugal_Corner on Twitter, at the Portugal Corner on Insta. You can email us at theportugalcorner@gmail.com. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Take a minute to leave a rating and review. Check out the old eps if
you'd
like.
If you do message us, want our input, put in some messages. I'll try and keep the freaking dogs at bay and from going after you.
No, bring it on. This is fun. But yeah, final thoughts, inspirational messages. We got anything else? You have chicken pot pie?
I just really praise the, you know, as we're getting older, the Sunday brunch, going out to watch football with your mates, day drinking day. We had such a fucking fun day the other
day. Pub.
Hey, and you know what? If you can't come on a Sunday, we're going to go out on a Saturday.
Hey-o.
Yeah. We'll be out there at the TFC game this Saturday. So if you guys want to hang before or after, hit us up. We'll be around.
We're celebrating our 100th episode.
Yeah, we are.
We always said we're going to do it. Chris always said we'll do a big party on the 100th. We're going out to the TFC game. We're celebrating it. Not many podcasts make it to 100.
Yep.
That's true. We've stuck at it. But yeah, I mean, if you got a group of homies, Portuguese crew, you guys are going somewhere in Liberty Village, give us a shout.
We're also, only hanging out with Portuguese people.
Yeah. Also, I just want to let the record, I want to just put it out there and let the record help me out here.
I want to let the record show.
When me and Patrick are together watching a TFC game, they don't lose.
Live. When you're there at the game.
When we're there live at the game, they don't lose. We're on a 3-game streak.
So, wait, has there been a tie?
Nope.
No
wins.
You just win.
Only wins. And also, want to let the record show, last year, TFC didn't do so good.
Right.
But every time they were at the game.
So you know what? Get out your betting app this Saturday. We're calling it now. TFC wins.
I already put some money
on it. I have in my account, I'm dumping it.
Dumping it.
I'm sorry. Did I say dumping? I meant doubling.
Dumps like a truck.
It's Columbus. Crew.
No more Pedro Santos, though, so fuck him. Yeah, okay. That's everything. We'll catch you guys next week. Maybe at the game.
We'll catch you at the game. And we'll catch you at episode 100.
Ew. Adios.
Bye-bye. Poor Jalo. Poor Jalo. Poor Jalo. Cantare.